Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. How are you? Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So the Shita of Beis Shammai in the Mishnah on Daf Yudam and Beis is that you require a certain tzura, a certain posture for Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, Kol Adam Yatev Yikra, and for Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, is you require Amida. And Beis Hillel says, but the Pasuk says, Ubelech Tchava Derech. And what's Ubelech Tchava Derech? It teaches you that any posture is acceptable. Kol Adam Korei Kedarko. So what we want to focus on today is the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're going to take a look at the fifth line down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara wants to know, what does Beit Shammai do with the Pasuk, Ubelechtecha Vaderech? Ubeit Shammai Hai Belechtecha Vaderech, Mai Ovid Luhu. And the Gemara answers, Hahumi Boy Luhu Lechidasanya. And this price appears here in Brachos on Daf Yud Aleph, and also in Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. B'shivtecha b'veisecha, prat li'osek b'mitzvah. Uvelechcha v'aderech, prat l'chosan. So we have two psukim. The first pasuk teaches us ha'osek b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. And the second pasuk excludes katan, excludes chosan. Mikan amru hakones es habesula poter vesalmona chayav. So we have to understand the difference between a person who marries a woman who's never been married before, as opposed to someone who marries a woman who's already been married before. In the first case, he's poter from the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. In the second case, he's chayav in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. In any event, right now the Gemara wants to know, how do you derive osek b'mitzvah from this pasuk? My mashma, how does it seem? It is indicated by the pasuk that osek b'mitzvah is potter from kriyat shma. Omer papa ki derech, ma derech rishus, af kol rishus. Even though you could say that derech means he's going l'dvar mitzvah, we'll soon see that there are many cases where a person's on the derech and he's going for a purpose of a mitzvah. But here the Gemara assumes that it's a rishus, and if he's on the rishus, then he's chayev in the mitzvah of kriyat shema. But if he's on the derech of mitzvah, then he's potter from kriyat shema. So let's take a minute here to look at Rashi. Rashi on the second line on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph says the following. Rashi says, "Ubelechcha baderech prat lechasan, afal gav de chasan nami osek b'mitzvahu." So what's Rashi's kasha? Rashi doesn't really spell out the question. Mitch,
you already learned it out.
Yeah. Why do I need a special pasuk to exclude Chasan? He's also osek b'mitzvah. Why is his mitzvah inferior to any other mitzvah? So Rashi says a shtickle Torah. Rashi says ilav kro yiseiruf. Not for the second pasuk. Lo nafkalo mikro kam. The first pasuk is not sufficient. The kevan di osek b'mitzvah lo ksiv b'kro behedja. Elami uta bi alma hu de kadarshina mi beisecha umam mimatinon mina osek b'mitzvah osek b'meleches mitzvah deika tirda. So Rashi says the following: that in the first case, in the first pasuk of osek, the p'tur of osek mitzvah, which is derived from the pasuk of beisecha, we could interpret that that's a p'tur that applies dafka if he's osek b'meleches mitzvah. Okay, that's a phrase that we'll come back to in just a second. De'ika tirda. In other words, when you're involved in a mitzvah, in actuality, that's called tirda. Chasan, right now, Rashi says he's not torud b'mitzvah. interesting, the Chiddush of Rashi, of Chassan, the Halach of Chassan, is that even though now he's not Torud b'moleches ha-mitzvah, but nevertheless, he's Torud in what? In Machshava. The Machshava b'alma hu she-mechashev al-esek b'sulin, ilav kro yisera lo isma'ut. We need a special pasuk in order to exclude a chasan, even though the chiddush is that even though he's not osek b'moleches ha-mitzvah, right now he's not actually implementing the mitzvah, but rather, so that kind of tirda b'moleches ha-mitzvah we don't have, but nevertheless, we do have a different type of tirda. What kind of tirda do we have? Tirda machshava, machshava b'alma. And the chiddush is that if this machshava that he's torahed in is a result of a mitzvah, then that too comes under the p'tur of osek b'mitzvah, potur min a mitzvah. And Rashi says that for this we need two psukim. One pasuk to exclude osek b'moleches a mitzvah, and one pasuk to exclude torahed b'tirda de machshava de mitzvah. And that's the case of chasan. Rashi goes on in the next Dibur HaMaskil to point out that this tirda b'machsheves be'ila applies to a besula, however it doesn't apply to the case of a bu'ula. I think we could summarize Rashi in the following way. Rashi holds, and this we derive from Belech Chavaderech Prat L'chasan, that tirda de mitzvah is a poter even without being osek b'moleches ha-mitzvah. B'moleches ha-mitzvah, he's not osek in, but nevertheless, he's osek in a tirda or a machshava de mitzvah. But the emphasis on Rashi consistently is on tirda. The reason why you put him in a mitzvah is because of tirda. Do you need tirda dafka b'hisaskus b'moleches ha-mitzvah? Or is enough to be tarud b'mitzvah itself? In any case, even if he's not physically tarud, but he's mentally tarud, intellectually, emotionally, he's tarud, that itself is enough to pater you. And for that we need a second pasuk and two derivations for the halacha of osek b'mitzvah pater in a mitzvah. So I would say the following. Instead of osek b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah, we could rewrite the principle. It's torud b'mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. And torud b'mitzvah as opposed to osek b'mitzvah includes even someone who's torud b'machsheves ha-mitzvah, even though he's not torud in what? In moleches ha-mitzvah. That's the pshat in Rashi. So that therefore torud b'mitzvah plays the entire role over here. In the case of Almana, since she's already a bu'ula, then there's no p'tur because he's not tarut. Now, let me ask you the following question. If Rashi holds that the principle of osik mitzvah potu mitzvah means tirda de mitzvah, and if Rashi holds in the case of Konis Almana, there's no tirda de mitzvah, then what would you say about someone who's involved in the mitzvah of nisuin of a bu'ula, of an almana? Would the p'tur min ha-mitzvah apply? In other words, is he chayav in kriyat shema, is he not chayav in kriyat shema? And what would be the answer according to Rashi? He is chayav in kriyat shema. Because again, Rashi doesn't have a halacha of osek b'mitzvah, potur b'mitzvah. There is no such halacha. According to Rashi, from the beginning to the end, the halacha is torud b'tirda de mitzvah. And if he's not torud b'tirda de mitzvah, even if he's osek b'mitzvah, he's not potur min ha-mitzvah. And therefore Rashi says that chasan hakonis sabsula is different than chasan hakonis esha almana. In the first case he's torud, in the second case he's not torud. So therefore Rashi doesn't recognize a universal, all-inclusive halacha of osek b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. It's not so. There's a proviso, there's a condition. When is osek b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah? That's only when he's torud b'mitzvah. If he's not torud b'mitzvah, then we don't apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah potur min ha-mitzvah. And if I had any doubts about Rashi, the Rambam is very outspoken about this in Hilchas Kriyat Shema. Does anybody have the Rambam Hilchas Kriyat Shema? Oh, I have it. That's why I can't find it, because I have it. Okay. So the Rambam goes out of his way to point this out. This is Perek Dalet Milchus Kriyat Shema, Halacha Alf. The Rambam says, Mishayo Libo Torud V'Nechpas B'Dvar Mitzvah. So again, the Rambam doesn't have Osik for Mitzvah. The Rambam has Torud Libo Torud V'Nechpas B'Dvar Mitzvah. He's Potem Kriyat Shema. L'fichach Chasan Shenasa Besula Potem Kriyat Shema. In other words, the Rambam says that Chasan, when he marries the Besula, he can be described as someone who's Libo Torud V'Nechpas Bidvar Mitzvah. Then the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, Aval Anose Es HaBe'ula, and here the Rambam adds a few words, Afal Pishu Osek B'Mitzvah. The Rambam went out of his way to clarify this. Chayav Likros Hoil V'Ein Dorash HaMeshabesh Es Daito V'Chein Kol Kayotzi Bozeh. The Rambam points out that in the case of Nosei Es HaBe'ula, even though he's Osek B'Mitzvah, nevertheless, since he's not Torud, and Elo Dovrish HaMeshabesh Es Daito, therefore, he is what? He is Chayav in the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Correct. But not only does he agree with Rashi, he emphasizes, you know, that which Rashi is, the way we interpreted Rashi, but it's a little bit of detective work, the Rambam says it explicitly. In other words, one could have ostensibly pushed into Rashi that maybe there is some sort of halacha of osik v'mitzvah, potur v'mitzvah, even with his no tirda, but in the Rambam, it's absolutely clear. And the Rambam adds a few words here at the end of Halacha Beis. He says, V'chein kol kayotzibo. And I'm not sure what these four words are going on. Is it going on the first case when he says that Afal Pisho Osek B'mitzvah Chayav B'mitzvah, in this case Kriyat Shema, as long as what? He's not Torud, he's not Meshubash. And the Rambam says that there are other cases of Osek B'mitzvah where he's not Torud in the mitzvah.
Does the Rambam agree with Rashi that the Tirda is in Maisa Besula, whether she's going to be a Besula or not? Is that
I assume so, yeah.
It's still called a Tirda of Mitzvah.
Correct. It's a Tirda of Mitzvah because part of the of Machshava, because part of the Mitzvah is to find her a Besula. In fact, back in the day, they used to have a special bracha that they made on finding a Besula. Did you know that? Yeah, we don't have it because it's not. Yeah, but he finds her as a psula. He has to find her after the beila. He makes a bracha. Yeah, if you're interested in that, that's a sugi in Ksuvos on Daf Dalet called Beilas Mitzvah, and the bracha is not recited today because it's not written in the Talmud. It only appears in the Gaonim. So our minhag is that we try to avoid brachos that aren't in the Talmud. But if you're interested, it's a fascinating bracha, and it's based on a parsha in Shir HaShirim about Gan Na'ul, Achosi Kal, meaning I found the Gan Na'ul, I found it was closed. And that itself is, so he's considered Torud. And the Rambam goes on to say, Torud V'nechpas B'dvar Mitzvah. It's interesting that the Rambam feels compelled to have a double language, that's not usually his style. So you have to really analyze why the Rambam says Torud V'nechpas. Nechpas usually means when you're rushed, you know, some urgency. Yeah, like chipazon. But Torud means you're mentally preoccupied or emotionally preoccupied. The Rambam has both. So that's the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. And it would seem to me that the case of Kriyat Shema is unique because in the case of Kriyat Shema, it doesn't have to undermine the mitzvah of Nisuin. He can take a little break in the marriage process and recite Kriyat Shema. If let's say you had another mitzvah which is very involving, you know, such a way that you wouldn't be able to be Makai in the mitzvah of Nisuin plus that other mitzvah, then it could be that you would apply the principle of Osik Mitzvah Patur Mitzvah then as well. But in the case of Kriyat Shema, as long as he's not Torud, and he can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kones Es HaBe'ula, and at the same time he can take a break for Kriyat Shema, actually he's required to do so. What I'd like to spend our time on today is to try to analyze, are there any Rishonim who stand on the other end of the spectrum? And they would argue that even without tirda the mitzvah, we still apply the principle of osek the mitzvah, potem the mitzvah. But before we do that, I want to open up the Chidush HaRashba, and he quotes Rav Hai Gon. He says, I have it here on the bottom of page Mem Ches, Avol Reisi, Rabbeinu Haigon, Sal Shekosu, Beperusha, Vlkamon, Beperko Yekore, Gabi Ahud, Chosan Potur. He says, Klal Amadnu, the Hecha de Toru, Tirda de Mitzvah, Potur. Kigon. So he doesn't even have, Osik the Mitzvah, Potur the Mitzvah. Haigon from the get go has a principle called Toru, Tirda de Mitzvah, Potur Min HaMitzvah. Kigon, Hakones Es HaBesula, Avol HaOsek VeMitzvah, Velo Tarid Ba, but he's not Tarid in the Mitzvah. Kigon, Hakones Es HaAlmana, Oh, the Tarid Velo BeMitzvah. Okay, that's Gemara later on. Kigon Misha Tavas Vinasa Bayam, he's Tarid because of a great financial loss. Ukigon Avel is Chayav. So the Rashba, after quoting the Rav Haigon, he says, "V'nira midvar of gamkein shein hefresh bein holich ledvar mitzvah bein osek le mitzvah. Everything depends upon tirda de mitzvah. Who mefarish that konis is a psula. It means that he's torid b'tirda de mitzvah. However, he says hakonis es almana." Afal pishu misasek b'nisuin, once he's involved in the marriage. Never if the ika mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to marry even an almana, is nevertheless afilu hachi chayef. Why? Kevan di mitzvah de les be tirda chayef b'kriyachma. So your qualification, according to the Rav Haigon, for applying the principle potem in a mitzvah is you have to be what? Torud b'mitzvah. If you're not torud b'mitzvah, then there's no p'tur min ha-mitzvah. So I want you to give a few minutes of thought to this shita. We'll call it the shita of Rashi, the Rambam, and Rav Haigon. And then I want to point out to you that there's another shita in the Rishonim. The other shita in the Rishonim is Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah. So if you have a Gemara Sukkah, we can open up the Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah. I think on your Yemar Makomas page, it should be number 4. Tosfos Dibra Maschil Ubelechtecha. So Tosfos right away asks the following question. Why do we need two psukim? We have one pasuk b'shivtecha v'seicha prat l'osek b'mitzvah. And then we have a pasuk b'lechtecha v'aderech prat l'chasan. Fractosis, and this we saw in Rashi, v'afal gav dehu nami b'mitzvah tarud. Chasan is likewise involved in a mitzvah. So therefore, why do we need two psukim? We could already derive chasan from the pasuk of b'shivtecha v'seicha prat l'osek b'mitzvah. Tos says itzrich treikroy. We need two psukim. The iavik siv chad. If we only had one pasuk, is kevan the chasan lav behejek siv bikra hava mina lo potar akasuv el toreach vi ose mitzvah biyadayim o mahalich b'mitzvah. Abel Chasan, Shu Yoshev U Botel, Vieno Osek, Elamachashev Bibi'ila, Lo Potter Akosov, Hilkoch Mikroy Seirash Meinon, De Potter Mikriachma, De Torud, De Machsheves Bi'ila, Kach Pirish Bekudris, Vesugya De Shmaitin, Mashma, De Mivolechtchov Aderech Memait, Hi, to the mitzvah kaasik. Notice that at the face of it, you get the impression that Tosfos is just summarizing the sheet of Rashi. But when you look a little deeper, a second look at Tosfos, you'll see that he's not at all summarizing Rashi. He is pointing out, as Rashi did, that Chasan at this point in time is not osik bin mitzvah. But he's not willing to go as far as Rashi is concerned and reduce Osek Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah to Tirda. And Tosus therefore says that there are two halachas derived from two psukim. The first pasuk b'shivtu v'aseichem teaches us osik b'mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, and the second pasuk b'lechcha v'aderech teaches us that someone who's tarud as a result of a mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. And Tosus points out that the first pasuk still remains intact, and it teaches us the halacha of ha'osik b'mitzvah, Potter min ha-mitzvah. And then we have the second halach, the second pasuk, which teaches us Torah b'tirda the mitzvah. That's why Tosus emphasizes the sugya d'shmaitin mashma d'mevelechtuch ha-derech b'mait hai d'mitzvah kasik. In other words, we would not have known from the pasuk b'shivtuch ha-veisecha someone who's Torah b'mitzvah, because b'shivtuch ha-veisecha is only talking about someone who's osek b'mitzvah, whereas b'lechtuch ha-derech is telling me somebody who's not osek b'mitzvah, he's just mentally involved. So it comes out that according to Tosus, it's beautiful that the first pasuk b'shivtuch ha does not exclude chasan, but it does exclude someone who's osek b'mitzvah. The second pasuk b'lechtuch ha-derech teaches us someone who's not osik b'mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, like chasan, even though he's not osik b'mitzvah because he is torah b'mitzvah. And that's what Tosus says, mashma kra b'shivtecha didachu d'machay b'kriyat shma v'lo b'shivtecha d'mitzvah. If you're yoshev u'machashiv v'bilas mitzvah, so you're not being osik b'mitzvah, then you'd be chayev in kriyat shma. Comes along b'lechtecha v'aderech b'mait. Someone, even though he's Yoshev and he's not Osek b'mitzvah, but he's Machashev b'mitzvah, and that Machav Machshavas mitzvah is a Machshavas Yesh Batirda, Tosus says that's a new pasuk and a new category which is derived from Melechtcha v'Aderech. However, the first category still remains a new halacha, that is Ha'osek b'mitzvah, if he's actually involved in a mitzvah. So, does Tosus require Tirda as a precondition for the Ptur Min HaMitzvah? No. The answer is no. Rashi holds that there's no such thing as Osek B'mitzvah, Potter B'mitzvah, without Tirda the Mitzvah. And therefore Rashi says that Kone says, Ha, Almana, even though he's Osek B'mitzvah, there's no Tirda the Mitzvah, he's Chayim B'kriyat Shema. Tosus, on the other hand, says that B'lechtcha v'aderech is coming to teach you that even though the chassan at this particular moment is not osik b'mitzvah, he's part of a mitzvah mitzad what? Tirda. Had the chassan been involved in the mitzvah of nisuin itself, he's not just yoshev or machashev, but he's bekumva, say he's actively involved in the mitzvah of nisuin, he'd be part of the which pasuk? B'shivtcha v'aseicha. Prat lo osik b'mitzvah. Therefore, it comes out according to Tosfos that in the case of Kones as Halmana, would he be Potter Chayv in Kriyat Shema? The answer is it depends. If he's just being Choshev v'machsheves ha-mitzvah, he's Chayv in Kriyat Shema because there's no Tirda. But if he's being Osek actively in the mitzvah, then he's Potter in a mitzvah. That is the Shita of Tosfos, and I want to point out to you that that's also the Shita of the Rashba. Because what I quoted to you before was the Rashba in the name of Rav Haigon. But I'm changing the order now. We're going backwards in the Rashba. And in the first part, before he quotes Rav Haigon, he tells you his pshat. What's his pshat? He says, Yishum hachi parach iachi afilu b'kone ses almona nami. Tebeknisa salmona nami mitzvah ika. There's a mitzvah to be kones a salmona. Umaishna azil lemichnes sabsua. What is it? Why is it different if he's on the way, meaning he's preparing for marrying a basula, and he's part of a mitzvah, but yet if he's preparing, he's on the way to be kones a salmona, he's chayav in the mitzvah of kriyat shma. Uparik, and the Gemara answers, the lav ozel lichnos kamar. We're not talking about a case where he's actually involved in the knisa, in the nesuit itself. Dahu, in such a case, mi b'shivtcha nafkalon. V'koldi osik b'mitzvahs potim in a mitzvah. Ella, what's the case of b'lechtcha v'aderech? Mishum tirdahu de patrinan lei. And since he's only potim mitzad tirdah, Therefore, that only applies in the case of Kones Es Habesula, but not in Kones Es Almana. Then the Rashba goes on and he says, "V'kasal k'daitav." Now that you've added a new category of Ptur Tirda, second category, in addition to Osek B'mitzvah, you have someone who's on his way to do a mitzvah. He's preparing for a mitzvah. He's not actually involved in the mitzvah, but he's part of Mishum Tirda. Oh, if there's a new halach of Tirda, is the Gemara is going to ask, is what about Tarud and Tava Svinoso Bayam? And the Gemara is going to answer, that's not Tirda as far as the Ptur mitzvah is concerned, because we need Tirda the mitzvah, and that's only Tirda the Rishus. Comes out that the Rashba is outspoken about the fact that even Kones Absula, even Kones Esavula is part of a mitzvah, but only Bishas, his Askus mitzvah, when he's actually involved in the Melechas HaMitzvah. So again, we now have two approaches to the sugya that we're learning. And Lokarv Zel Zekol Alayla, they're fundamentally different. We have on the one end the approach of Rashi, the Rambam, and Rav Haigon. That's not a historical progression, but according to that sheet of the Rishonim, there is no halacha of Osek B'mitzvah, Potur B'mitzvah. There's only one halacha, namely Tarud B'tirda the mitzvah. And therefore, according to this sheet of Rishonim, Kones Esalmana, Esalmana, since there's no what? There's no Tirda the mitzvah, is Chayav in Kriyat Shema. And then we have the Shita of Tosus in Sukkah, together with the Rashba here in Brachas, against Rav Haigon, that there are two halachas. There's one halach of Osek B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah. That means B'shas Isasku B'mitzvah, I'm Potem in a mitzvah. Even if I'm not Torah B'mitzvah, and that would apply to the case of Kodesh Es Halmana. And now we have a second category called Tirda the mitzvah, even when he's not Osek B'mitzvah. Namely, when he's Choshev Machsheves B'ila, in the case of Hakones Es Ha Besula, he's Tarud Machmas Tirda the mitzvah, as opposed to Tovas Vinosa Bayam. And that's a new category called the Ptur of Tirda. So we have two categories now, according to the Sheet of Tosus and the Rashba. We have one category of his Askus B'mitzvah, and now we have another category of Tirda. In the second category, you have to qualify and say, not all Tirda patas you from mitzvah, it's only Tirda the mitzvah. And what's the Chiddush in the second category? Why isn't it enough to have the first Pasuk of the Shivtach of Eisecha? Because the second pasuk tells me, even though he's not what? He's not Osek B'mitzvah. It's purely Tarud B'tirda the mitzvah. And Rabbosai, the truth is that this is going to, this whole Machlokas Rishonim is going to open up a, I don't know what you call it, a Pandora's box, but a whole issue, which is Nidon B'achronim and Poskim, about someone who is Mechin L'mitzvah. What about all the preparations that I have to do for a mitzvah? Are they also considered Osek B'mitzvah, Potem in a mitzvah? If he has no way of if he's only involved in preparing for a mitzvah, but he's not involved in the gufa shel mitzvah, correct? If he's not involved in the gufa shel mitzvah, he's only involved in achana mitzvah. So now let's analyze this according to the first shita Rishonim, namely Rashi shita, etc. That there's halach of tarud. So the question is whether Mechin is considered tarud or not. So let's say I come to the conclusion that he's not tarud. You know, he could take a break and he could read Kriyat Shema, then he'd be chayav in Kriyat Shema. But according to shita Satosvis, that Tosvis in Sukkah, I mean, and the shita of the Rashba here in Brachos, that there is halacha of Ha'osek B'mitzvah. Well, what's considered Osek B'mitzvah? Is Osek B'mitzvah limited to the Gufa Shel Mitzvah, or does it encompass even Hachana L'mitzvah? Does Hachana L'mitzvah have the status of Osek B'mitzvah? So we'll come back to that in Mirtz Hashem in just a minute.
I mean, it can have both, can't it?
Yeah, if could be tarud. Correct. If the achana engenders tirda, then it's tirda machmas mitzvah, and then kuli alma lo pligi comes under the halach of tirda the mitzvah. But if, let's say, we perceive of a case in which he's mechil the mitzvah, but he's not tarud the mitzvah, he doesn't have this ongoing obsession or emotional concern and nervous tension about the mitzvah. He's just doing the preparatory stages. You know, the face, the mail is he's sharpening his knife, whatever he's doing, he can take a break and read Kriyat Shema. Or do I say no? That is also part of his askus b'mitzvah. According to Rashi, he only has one category, namely tirda. So in this case, he's not tarud. It's not like a chasan, you know, he's preoccupied with is she a b'sula, is she not a b'sula? And therefore, for sure, in the case of a boil or whoever it is who's preparing for a mitzvah, he can certainly take a break and read Kriya Shema. But if, according to Tosus, we engender a new category here, and that's the first category of B'shimcha Veisecha, of Osek B'mitzvah, how do you define Osek B'mitzvah? Does it incorporate even Hachana L'mitzvah? That's something that we can talk about.
Good enough to mean by an owner who doesn't live in the area.
And whether he's potter min mitzvah because he can't be osik b'kfura? Question is whether he's an onin at all, actually, Rabbi. I think the Rishonim will say that once he gives over the body for kfura, he's not even an onin. He might be... by Achoso, right. When he sent it to the other
but
city.
If Tirda has an issue... then he should be potter because of tirda, not because
right.
Of
the, so that's what the Gemara is going to tell us later on. We didn't get to it yet. That tirda in the case of an ovil is not considered tirda the mitzvah. So, Belinet, if we have time, I'll leave a few minutes for that because that's a fascinating question. What exactly is the mitzvah of avelus? Is it tirda or is it not tirda? I don't want to break any preconceived notions here, but you really have to know exactly what the mitzvah of an ovil is.
Is it tirda the mitzvah? Not tirda, but tirda the mitzvah.
Right, the tirda itself is part of the mitzvah. It has to be a tirda the mitzvah. And that's the question. The Gemara is going to go back and forth about ovil, whether or not an ovil is considered torah b'tirda the mitzvah. You and I would have said yes, but the Gemara says no. I don't want to jump ahead of myself because I'm hot on this issue. So let's come back to the case of an ovil in just a few minutes. I want to first point out to you that if we go back to Tosfos and Sukkah on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, there's another Tosfos which comes earlier on the Daf. And it's very easy to miss that Tosfos, and I want to emphasize it. This is Tosfos Dibri HaMaschil Shluchei Mitzvah. Tosfos says the following. And you and I might think that this Tosfos is a Dover Poshut. I mean, how can we think elsewhere otherwise? But we'll soon see in the Ran that the Ran is going to disagree with this Tosfos. So Tosfos Dibri HaMaschil Shluchei Mitzvah speaks about three examples of Shluchei Mitzvah. The Mishnah establishes that Shluchei Mitzvah are Pturim Min HaSukkah. And Rashi and Tosfos have three different examples of Shluchei Mitzvah. The first example is Lilmod Torah. The second example is Lahakbil Pnei Rabo. And finally, the third example is Liftos Shvuy. And these all come under the category of Shluchei Mitzvah. And Tosfos quotes Rashi, and then he supports Rashi with a diuk in the sugya in Sukkah. And his diuk is that it seems that even B'shas Chana Yosam, even when they take a break, you know, they're on the way, but they have to take a little rest at a way station on the way, they're still, nevertheless, potter. Potem in a sukkah. They don't have to establish a sukkah. Fine. Now, Tosfos says the following. V'tzarech lomar, this is at the end of the Dibur HaMaschil, this part of this Tosfos is not so relevant to us. He wants to know about someone who is involved in what's called Shmiras HaVeda. You remember that when you find the lost object, the Torah says in Parashas Ki Teitze Vasafta El Beisecha. And those words teach us that the Motzi as HaVeda, the finder, it's not enough that he returns the HaVeda, he has to actually protect the HaVeda. For example, if he finds a talis, he has to take the talis v'shotcha. Shotcha means he has to air it out, you know, shake it out in the air. Or for example, he finds a roaming an animal, so no sein l'mazonos, he's got to feed the animal. And there's a whole sugya about how much he has to be repaid, but that's not for us now. But in any event, the Gemara there establishes that the principle of Pruta D'Anyo, of Rav Yosef's principle, that at the moment that the Shomer Aveda is watching and guarding the Aveda to preserve it for its on behalf of its owner, he's potter from Tztaka. If an Ani comes and knocks on his door, is Biosa Shah, is he doesn't have to give Tztaka. So Tosa says that if you look carefully in the sugya, the Gemara says that Pruta de Rav Yosef is lo shchicha. What does that mean, lo shchicha? The Gemara there wants to analyze what the status of a Shomer Aveda is. Does he have a status of a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar? So offhand, you and I would have said he's a Shomer Chinam. He's not being paid for a Shmira. Therefore, he would not be chai for Gzeil of Aveda. So Gemara says that, wait a minute, maybe he's a Shomer Sachar. Now, keep in mind, the Shomer Sachar doesn't have to be paid. A Shomer Sachar means he gains financial benefits, meaning he avoids a loss of money. So the Gemara thinks that a Shomer Aveda avoids a loss of money, and that makes him into a Shomer Sachar. Why? Because if somebody knocks on his door while he's being mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, he doesn't have to give him tzedakah. So that makes him into a Shomer Sachar. Again, Michael, it's a very complicated sugya. Don't laugh at the sugya. I'm just giving you literally the tip of the iceberg. What's nogeta in your name? So the Gemara says, name, that's called lo shchicha. Why is it lo shchicha? I don't understand. From the moment he finds the Aveda until he returns it, it could be a week's time. So it's gan shayach. I mean, I can tell you where I daf it in the morning. That the aniyim in that week's time are going to certainly knock on his door. So the Gemara answers no, because he's only potim in a mitzvah stuck in this case at the moment that he's shaking the talis, at the moment that he's feeding the behemah. And Tosa says therefore in the case of sukkah, when we're talking about someone who is on his way to be mekabel pnei rabo, Tosa says sarach lomar tohachanami ayri b'chai gavna. It's also someone who at this very moment is involved in the mitzvah. For example, he is now being podesh shvuyim or something along that line. De'im mitzvah de bekiyum mitzvah sukkah havi mevatle mi mitzvahs. In other words, you can talk about a person who's being mekayim a mitzvah, and is that enough to engender a ptur of osek v'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah? And this question becomes very relevant according to Tosus. As we saw in Tosus Dim Raskam Melech Lecha, there are two categories of Osek V'mitzvah, Potter V'mitzvah. One is Tirda, and then is Osek V'mitzvah. Now, what's Osek V'mitzvah? So Tosus vacillates, and he says, well, maybe I'm an Osek V'mitzvah as long as the Aveda is locked up in the safe. Maybe I'm Osek V'mitzvah as long as I'm wearing a talis. Let's say, for example, I woke up this morning, I washed Negavas, I put on my talis. So every single second that I'm wearing my talis, I am being Mekayim the mitzvah of talis. And every second that I have your Aveda locked up in my safe, I am being Mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Tosa's name, from the sugya of Rav Yosef, of Pruta Rav Yosef, and the Gemara establishes a Pruta Rav Yosef lo shchiach, you see that it's not enough in order to activate the Ptur of Osek Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. It's not enough to say that he's being Osek B'kiyum HaMitzvah. Right now I'm fulfilling the Mitzvah. It's not the Kiyum HaMitzvah that establishes the Ptur, but rather, says Tosfos, the Hisaskus B'mitzvah. If there is a Hisaskus B'mitzvah, then he is part of a mitzvah. And why is that so? Tosa says, because once he's being Misasik B'mitzvah, he needs a constancy. He's got to be fulfilling the mitzvah from point A, from time T1, until time T2. And now the Ani comes in the middle. He doesn't have time to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah, of giving the Ani money. And this is called, Rabosa, in the Lashon of the Achronim, this is called the Efshol L'Kayim Shneim. Meaning, that if I'm wearing a talus and the Oni comes, how would you describe that? It's Efshal Akayim Shneim. If I have your Aved and it's locked up, but I'm not actively watching it, I'm not taking the talus and airing it out, or I'm not feeding your animal, then it's Efshal Lekayim Shneim. Therefore, Tosa says that why is Pruta the Rav Yosef lo Shchicha? Because in 9 out of 10 times, it's always going to be Efshal Lekayim Shneim, and we don't apply the principle of Osik B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. You don't have financial gain over here, or avoiding a financial loss, because what are the chances that you will be Efshal Lekayim Shneim? Okay, 1 out of 10, or 1 out of 100, it could be that the Adi knocked on your door, pumped exactly at the moment that you were actively involved in the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And in such a case, it's Efshal Lekayim Shneim, and therefore, Hosek B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. So Rabosai, if you summarize this Tosvis, Dira Maskel Shluchei Mitzvah, as far as our sugya is concerned, it really seems that Tosvis is saying something that I would call intuitively logical, meaning I would have anticipated it on my own. But yet, the Ran seems to disagree with Tosis. I want to read the Ran to you, and you'll tell me if you think that the Ran disagrees with Tosis. The Ran says, Ikal Amedek, Im Yecholim L'Kayim Eshteyem, Amai Pturim. The Ran asks the following. If he's being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Pigeon Shvuyim, or whatever the Mitzvah is, but yet he can take a break, and he can sleep in his sukkah, so then why should it be potter min hamitzvah? You follow the Ran's question. The Ran is asking, in all these cases of shluchei mitzvah, he's on his way to do a mitzvah. Why can't he sleep in sukkah? Let's say at night, for example. Okay, during the day he's on his way. He doesn't have the possibility of stopping and sleeping in the sukkah, of eating in the sukkah. But at night, chach, let him sleep in the sukkah. So it's Yecholim L'Kayim Shneim, it's Efshal L'Kayim Shneim. So why is he potter min hasukkah? Atu mishi yeshlo tzitzis bebigdo utfilin berosho mi miftar mishar mitzvahs. Is there a habit to say that since I'm wearing my talis, or I'm wearing my tefillin, that I'm potter from all mitzvahs? I mean, this would be great. You know, just put on your talis and tefillin and the keseder for the next 12 hours, you know, you're potter min hamitzvah. Hov lo? Certainly we would not say such a thing. So basically the Ran has a premise, and he doesn't know how to reconcile that premise with the simple fact that we don't have an all-encompassing halacha that anyone who's being Mekayim mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. And therefore the Ran says that the Gemara of Pruta de Rav Yosef lo Shchiach, he says, why is it lo shchiach? Calls much aveda v'yado, or v'beso. I mean, he doesn't say v'beso, but I'm adding that. Is miftar mi litein rifta d'anya? V'avade shchicha tuva? Ah. So again, the Ran's question is the following. How can you tell me that shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha-mitzvah? And the implication is that shluchei mitzvah p'tur min ha-mitzvah even. Bishas Chanayosam, which means even though it's Efshal Lekayim Shneim at night, when they rest and they retire for the evening, they could sleep in the sukkah, wouldn't interfere or undermine the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. Nevertheless, they're potur. So what are you telling me? That Kol Zman, that any time he's being Mekayim the mitzvah, he is potur in the mitzvah. If that be the case, why is Pruta Diani Lo Shchiach? And why is a person Chayim the mitzvah when he's wearing tefillin, when he's wearing a talis? El al karchach, says the Ran, and it's what I want to compare to Tosus. Lo miftar, when are you potter min hamitzvah? Bishashu osek ba. Kigon betal shal aveda sheshotcha. O behema shenosin lefaneo mizonos. Delo shchiach sheba osa shah. Yavo ani v'yishal mimen. Ulefichach helu v'tosis delo ptiri elahecha Sheviyakaimu mitzvah sukkah, yivatlu mi mitzvah sehem. So the only time, according to Shitas HaTosfos, that we apply the principle of Osek b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah is Eefshel l'kayim shnehem. Because if he's going to be mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, he won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. That's according to Shitas HaTosfos. V'lo nirli kein. Says the Ran, it doesn't make sense to me. The pshita the milsa, excuse me, the pashta the milsa of mashma kein. It doesn't seem that that's the case. The simple pshat in the Gemara is that even if he would sleep in sukkah without having to undermine the mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim, he would still be patur. He would still be exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. Upirish Rashi, what shluchei mitzvah Rashi says lahagvil panav, right? Lahagvil panei rabo beregel. He says when he's being makamak. He's out there to be makabel pnei rabo beregel. So again, he's involved in the mitzvah, but he could take a break and eat in the sukkah. No, says the Ran, he's potter min asukkah. As long as he's actively involved in the mitzvah, he's potter min asukkah, even though it's efshel l'kayim shneihem. Aye, what about the case of Mishi Yeshlo Tfilin Birosho or Talis Bibigdo? Says the Ran, there he's not being Osek B'mitzvah. So Rabosa, let's just summarize what we saw over here. There's a fundamental machlokes between the Ran and Tosfos about someone who's Osek B'mitzvah and yet it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneihem, he could pick up the second mitzvah without undermining, without forfeiting the first mitzvah. The Ran says that in such a case we apply the principle of Osek b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah afal pi she'efshel l'kayim eshtehem vaday potum. The Gemara says that it's lo shchicha pruta of Yosef, because how often is he being Osek in an active way in Hashavas Aveda? That's very rare. However, when he's actively involved in Hashavas Aveda, then he's potter b'mitzvah afal pi she'efshel l'kayim shteihem. Whereas Tosfos is of the opinion that you only apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah when it's efshel l'kayim shteihem. But if it's efshel l'kayim shteihem, then we don't apply the principle of osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah. So Rabosai, let's just summarize everything we've seen over there. Two major controversies about our sugya. One controversy is there halacha b'chlal of osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah? Rashi, Rav Haigon, and the Rambam deny such halacha. Even if I'm osek b'mitzvah, there's no p'tur min mitzvah, unless I am torud b'mitzvah. Against that shita, we have the shita of the Tosfos in Sukkah and the Rashba here in Brachos. They maintain that there are two halachas. There's halach of Torah returned to the mitzvah, but there's also halach of Osek the mitzvah. The Nafkamina is going to be the case of Akones es Almana. Is there a Ptur Kriyat Shema? According to Rashi, there's no Ptur Kriyat Shema because there's no Tirda. According to Tosfos, you're still being Osek the mitzvah, therefore you're part of the mitzvah. That's machlokas number one. Machlokas number two is even if I grant you Shitas HaTosfos that there's a Ptur, in addition to Torah Tirda the mitzvah, there's a Ptur of Osek b'mitzvah. What does Osek b'mitzvah mean? Tosfos, the Ramaschal Shluchei Mitzvah, maintains that Osek b'mitzvah means the Efshel Kaim Shneihem. I'm being Osek in the mitzvah in a way that makes it impossible for me to pick up the second mitzvah and implement it without undermining the first mitzvah. The Ran says no. That as long as there's his askus b'mitzvahs, you're actively involved in the mitzvah, you're part of the mitzvah, even if it's efshel l'kayim shteihem, even if you can fulfill both mitzvahs. Imagine, I'm just giving a visual dugma. Let's say you could do a mitzvah with your right hand at the same time do a mitzvah with your left hand. So according to Shitas HaTosfos, you're chayiv in both mitzvahs. Even though you're actively involved in your right hand, you still have to pick up the left hand because it doesn't in any way mar the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah with the right hand. The Ran says no. As long as you're osek b'mitzvah, you're part of mitzvah, even if it's efshal l'kayim shneim. The Ran admits that if you're not actively involved in a mitzvah, it's tefillin al rosho or tzitz al bigdo, in such a case where you're passive, even though you have the kiyum mitzvah, we don't apply osek b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So we really have three categories, Rabosai. We have one category where you're osek b'mitzvah, but it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Then we have a second category where you're osek b'mitzvah, but it's efshel l'kayim shneim. Then we have a third category where there's a kiyum mitzvah, but you're not osek b'mitzvah, which for sure is efshel l'kayim shneim. So according to Tosfos, there's nothing to talk about. The reason why tefillin al bigdo is chayav in all mitzvah Torah is because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. But according to the Ran maintains that this halach of his askus b'mitzvah, if I'm being osek b'mitzvah, then I'm potim in a mitzvah, even though it's efshel l'kayim shneim. In the case of tefillin al bigdo, you can't just say, well, I'm chayav in all mitzvahs because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. The Ran maintains that even in the case of efshel l'kayim shneim, we apply the principle of osek mitzvah, potim in a mitzvah. Nor vas, says the Ran, you need his askus b'mitzvah. You have to be actively involved in it. Tefillin al bigdo is chayav in mitzvahs because there's no his askus
b'mitzvah. So according to the Ran, if Mekabel Pnei Rambo, from the second he gets on the train to go to the road, until the second he comes back after the regal, he's a Zaskus.
Correct. And therefore he's potter in a mitzvah, even though he can take a break. He's not chayv to take a break because he's being osek for mitzvah. Very broad definition. The Ran has to draw the line when he's not being osek b'mitzvah actively, because otherwise, you know, we'll basically we could take the Torah and reduce it to one mitzvah. That's the sugya at the end of Makkos. But the Gemara at the end of Makkos doesn't present the possibility of tefillin to pati from all mitzvah Torah or tzitzis.
What about in terms of what sounds like a stereotype? What about something that's all the regal? All the regal itself is a mitzvah. Is that true even if you don't bring the
carbon?
Just being over?
Oh, well, that's complicated. First of all, there's an Iser of Lo Yirah Panay Reikon. You mean you want to create a situation where he's Mekayim Aliyah L'Regel, but he doesn't violate Reikon.
Aliyah L'Regel by itself is a mitzvah. Now he's part of all the mitzvahs. Even bringing the carbon, at least that's the purpose he went to Aliyah in the first place, which wouldn't make any sense.
But wait a second, Michal, Yechiel, you're a step ahead of me. Wait, let's just move back. Forget about the carbon for a second. Let's say he's on Aliyah L'Regel, right? It's going to take him a couple of days till he gets to Yerushalayim. So is he potter in a mitzvah? According to the Tosfos, he's not potter in a mitzvah because he can take a break and fulfill all the mitzvahs. According to the Ran, there's a kumva say a positive his active his askus b'mitzvahs. He's potter in a mitzvah. Now you're throwing in a different element to the equation about the karmon, which that threw me for a loop.
When would the mitzvah of the Aliyah end? When does he finish fulfilling the mitzvah? At what point?
Look, again, I what I have to analyze in order to answer your question is whether or not the carbon is a positive mitzvah b'kum v'asei, or whether or not the Iser is just the Iser of Leira Panei Reikom. I'm not holding in the sugya now. If I remember correctly, there are two different dimensions. But let's assume, again, I'm not in the sugya, but let's assume that the bringing of the carbon is the final clincher of the mitzvah.
So I was saying that it's just one possible scenario where the act of going to do the mitzvah in mitzvah is a mitzvah itself.
Correct.
And then there's another component of mitzvah, which therefore you'd be putter of, even though that's the whole purpose you went on to do in the first place. In other words, the whole purpose of, I'm going to be all the regal and have to bring a carbon.
Right.
If I haven't yet finished the aliyah l'regel part, whenever it ends, then I should be putter from the carbon. But yet,
No, well, let's put it this way. I mean, the Aliyah L'Regel and the bringing of the carbon is one long mitzvah.
If it's one long mitzvah, then it's different.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's why it's right away. You have a kiyum of Aliyah L'Regel without bringing the carbon.
So no, it's one long mitzvah, that's for sure.
You know, this Aliyah L'Regel could take you a week. It's just like saying you could wear your tefillin all day and be
potter. No, but again, but Mike, I want you to make sure we're on the same page. There's a fundamental difference. In the case of Aliyah L'Regel, he's not going to sleep at night. In the case of Aliyah L'Regel, he's on the way. And that's equal to Pidgin Shvuyim, where he's on the way, or to Mekabel Pnei Rabbi Beregel, or he's going to learn Torah.
The whole time he doesn't have to do Krishma, he doesn't have to daven.
Correct, because he's Osig B'mitzvah. And the Ran has a very, as the rabbi pointed out, the Ran has a very broad, all-encompassing principle of Osig B'mitzvah. As long as you're Osig B'mitzvah. Tosfos says no. Isef Shalakayim Shnei. Rabbo said, what should bother you about Tosfos? Again, Tosfos limits, he reduces Osig Mitzvot Mitzvot to EF Shalakayim Shnei. Why should that bother you? And why do I need a pasuk for that? The Gemara derives Osig Mitzvot Mitzvot from Yalfusa. I mean, what was I thinking? You know, what was the Hava meaning here? He can do Mitzvah A, he can't do Mitzvah B. I mean, according to the Ran, the pasuk is needed. It's a gevaldige chiddush that there's a new halacha called p'tur mitzvah, and the reason why you p'tur mitzvah is because osek b'mitzvah engenders a p'tur mitzvah. For that, I need a pasuk b'shivtcha b'veisecha prat l'sheves shel mitzvah. But according to Tosfos, it's a case of yefshel kaim shneim. You know, like pshita, it's almost intuitive. What would I think? So I just want to mention, but again, this needs a lot of work. The Ritva in Sukkah, if we have a chance, not today, but another time, the Ritva in Sukkah says that what's inherent, or let's say between the lines of Osig Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah is Asur. It doesn't say it in the text of the Gemara. That's the Ritva's Gevaldig Chiddush. Let's say, for example, I picked up Mitzvah A. You know what? I made a decision that Mitzvah B is more attractive to me, for whatever reason. So I'm going to drop Mitzvah A and implement Mitzvah B. So the Ritva says, you can't do such a thing. We'll have to see why. But you can't do so. You don't even have the option. The Torah prohibits you from dropping Mitzvah A for the sake of Mitzvah B. No. I don't want to tell you why the Ritva says, because it's going to mess up the next half of my shiur. But Valinator, I'll come back to the Ritva. It's not that I'm trying to pull a fast one on you, but just, I want to go kasei there. I'm only throwing the Ritva out, you know, out into cyberspace here, because it does open up a possibility that perhaps, I'm at the end of the show, I'm going to try to show you that it's not really feasible, but logically it could be that would answer the question why, according to Tosfos, we need a pasuk if it's the Yefshel Kaim Shneim. And the Ritva is saying that you picked up the first mitzvah, that gives the first mitzvah a tfisa, you know, a chazaka, and once that mitzvah is picked up, you can't drop it. You know, it's a new halach of some sort. But whatever it is, if we don't accept the Ritva and Tosfos' framework, we have to come to grips with that question. I don't know why you need a pasuk to teach you that if it's EF Shalakayim Shneim, that you're part of the mitzvah. What was I thinking? I have to clone myself to do both mitzvahs? What was the Hava mean? But what I want to focus your attention on, and this requires a tremendous amount of concentration, you have to really focus. And there's no room for jet lag here at this point. It's not going to work. What is the machlokas here between the Ran and Tosfos? Again, let's just summarize. What we know is that according to the Ran, let's start with the Ran, is ha'osek v'mitzvah in an active way is part of a mitzvah, period. Even if it's ef shalakayim shneim. According to Tosfos, even in a case where I'm osek v'mitzvah, I'm actively v'kuvaseh, but it's ef shalakayim shneim, and therefore there's no Osek B'mitzvah. I want to jump off the page for just a minute, and we'll come right back. There's a Sugyan Kiddushin of Kibud Av Va'em, which you're all familiar with. And the Gemara wants to know what happens if your father asks you for a cup of water and at the same moment your mother asks you for a cup of water. And the Gemara has a whole shtickle Torah there, a very difficult svara, afi mecha, chayeves b'kvod avicha, and therefore you have to give your father first. That's only if they're married. If they're not married, then it's a toss-up. You know, maybe ein mavir na l'mitzis yichil would be the, you know, like the famous tshuva Reb Moshe of a physician who's going down the hall. Who does he, to which doctor does he go, to which client does he go to first? And Reb Moshe says, depends, you know, which room is closer to where he's walking, because of ein mavir na l'mitzis. Obviously, it's more complicated than that. So, the Gemara itself is talking about the halach of dechiyah. Let me explain what I mean by dechiyah. It's very important. Very often, and Shas is full of this, we address a question of priority. You have two mitzvahs, and they both clamp down on you, you know, an obligation simultaneously, and you don't know what rule and what regulation should apply in order to give priority to one mitzvah over the other. And I'm just giving you the example of Kibud Av V'Em, because there's no doubt in my mind that even after all is said and done and priority comes to Kibud Av if they're married, nevertheless, that doesn't mean that the mitzvah of Kibud Av is completely suspended. The mitzvah of Kibud Av is mechayev, just as the Kibud Av is mechayev. But you can't bring two cups of water at the same time, so you have to know which to do first. So that's the halacha, that we doche Kibud Av for the sake of Kibud Av, or you know what, we can even use the word kedima. Leave out the word dechia. Maybe dechia is a little confusing to you. I would say maybe the word kedima. All of Shas is full of dine kedima. Avram Avinu is sitting there on the third day after his mila, being mekayim the mitzvah of kabbalas pnei shechina, and three ovrei derech, you know, need a place to lodge or to eat or whatever, the mitzvah of hachnasas archiv. So which comes first? You know, we have to establish priorities over here. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, a famous sugi in Shabbos, the gedola hachnasas archiv yoser mi kabbalas pnei shechina. Or the sugi Megillah about Mordechai. You know, Mordechai at the end was appointed as the second in command, the Mishnah Melech, and the Gemara says that he had to be Parish Misanhedrin because he was saving Jewish lives. You know, so Hatzos Nefashis comes even before Talmud Torah. Those are laws of Kedima, laws of Dechia. You have to be Docha one mitzvah for the sake of the other. But then Shas is full of another concept, which is not Dechia, but Ptur. What do I mean by Ptur? In certain cases, I'm potter min a mitzvah. Potter min a mitzvah means there's a new halach that the chiyuv is not clamped down upon me. It's not like Kibud Av, which is in suspension, and I'm delaying on a momentary, on a temporary basis, the implementation of that chiyuv. I'm chayiv in Kibud Av, no less than I'm chayiv in Kibud Av. But there is a halach of ptur, that certain individuals are potter min a mitzvah because they have a new status. And as a result of their special status, they become potter min a mitzvah. So in Aliyah L'Regel, you can talk about a whole category of people who are potter min a mitzvah. In every single mitzvah, you can talk about people who are individuals who are potter min a mitzvah for whatever reason. In the case of Nashim, you have a ptur of mitzvah seishas mayim grova. I wouldn't say that a woman is chayav in the midst of lulav, but it's temporarily suspended. That wouldn't be a fair definition. A woman is completely exempt from mitzvah sheis mar groma. Can she volunteer for the mitzvah? Make a brach on the mitzvah? Okay, those are other issues. But she's certainly ptura min a mitzvah. So I wanted to ask the following question: how do we understand the halacha of osek be mitzvah potur min a mitzvah? Is it A or is it B? A, it's halacha in kedima. It's halacha in dechia. Osek v'mitzvah is dochim es ha-mitzvah shniya. Or no, osek v'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. Literally, it's a new category. Someone who's osek v'mitzvah has a new status, so to speak. It's a chal shem in gavra. He's a gavra potter min ha-mitzvah. I'll give you an example. What happens if I was podesh shvuyim from the time of mincha gedolah until Tzeis HaKokhov, and I couldn't daven mincha? Am I chayev in a tefillah of tashlumin? So if I was chayev in mincha, just onus rachmana patre, I was onus, so then I'm chayev in tashlumin. But if I was not chayev in the second mitzvah, then there's no chayev of tashlumin. Tashlumin only applies when I have a chayev which I didn't fulfill. I grant you, you don't get patched for you. It was mitigating circumstances, not any fault of your own. So we give you a chiyuv mitzvah tashlumin. But if you were never chayev, and that rabbi will take us back to the sugya of onen, and there's a ganze machloikis, we showed him what happens if the onen buries the dead, and would the onen be chayev tashlumin? And Taz Shita said an onen is not chayev tashlumin because an onen is part of a mitzvah. And there's no, that's a din and onen. Okay. Oh, so Rabosai, maybe that's going to be the machlok between Tosfos and the Ran. As to a case of Efshel Lekayem Shneim. Of Efshel Lekayem Shneim. Tosfos understands that what kind of halach is osik b'mitzvah, potim and mitzvah. Nobody's... it's a halach of... Of what, David? What did you say? Again, there are two possibilities. Is it a ptur or is it a dechir? In other words, I'm chayiv in both mitzvahs, but it's a system of priorities. Or is it a ptur? It's dechir. According to Tosfos, it's only dechir. I can only be docha the second mitzvah because I can't be mekayim shneim, says Tosfos. But according to the Ran, apparently it's a new din of osik mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. And even though it's efshel kayim shneim, the Torah engendered a new category of osik to mitzvah, which makes you potim in a mitzvah. So the Meila Rabosu, we have two nafkaminas. Nafkamina number one, which is explicit in the Rishonim, is would a person be obligated while he's on his way, to Mekabel Pnei Rabo Beregel or Aliyah Leregel, whatever mitzvah he's doing, would he have to take a break for another mitzvah? And Tosfos says there's no din of Dechia here, because Dechia means it's either A or B. So then you docha B for the sake of A, but if you can do both A and B simultaneously, then there's no din of dechia. Masha'ein kein, according to the Ran, that as long as I'm osik b'mitzvah in an active way, I'm potim in a mitzvah. Even though it's efshel kayim shneim, the Ran is operating with a new din of ptur. And as we said at the outset, the Ran is very justified because of the special pasuk of b'shivtcha v'secha prat la'osek b'mitzvah. Why did the Torah have to tell me this? I mean, dechia is something I could have figured out on my own. The answer is, there's a revolutionary chiddush here in this pasuk, a brand new halacha of ptur. If I'm an osek b'mitzvah, I'm part of a mitzvah, even if it's efshel kaim shneim. Hashem kitos is operating with the din dechia, and the second afkavin is b'tfilas tashlumin. If I maintain that osik mitzvah is only halach of dechia, fundamentally I'm chayiv in both mitzvahs, A and B. And therefore, when I finish mitzvah A, and lo and behold, the time for mitzvah B, in this case tefillah, has passed, I'm chayiv in a mitzvah in a tefillah tashlumin. If on the other hand, osik mitzvah engenders a new ptur, a new category, then I wasn't chayiv in tefillah at that time, I was osik b'mitzvah. And if it's a new category of ptur, then therefore there's no chayiv tashlumin. If this be the case, Rabosai, perhaps we can explain the machlokas that we began with today. And that is, that according to one Shita Rishonim, that's Rashi, and that's Rav Haigon, and the Rambam, is Kones, Es Almona, is Chayev B'Kriyat Shema. Why? Because in the case of Kones, Es Almona, there's no Tirda. And if there's no tirda, what can we ask this person to do? Take a break and say Kriyat Shema. Efshel Kayim Shneim. Masha'en Kein, according to the sheet of Tosfos in Sukkah, and according to the sheet of the Rashba himself, against Rav Haigon, here, in Masechet Brachos, that even in the case of Kone Salmona, as long as I'm actively involved in being Kone Salmona, I'm potter from Kriyat Shema. Why not take a break and read Kriyat Shema without undermining the mitzvah of Kone Salmona? The answer is, because as long as I'm actively being Kone Salmona, I have a ptur of Osek B'mitzvah. If it was Halach of Dechia, then certainly Rashi is correct. Why should I be docha in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema when I'm chayav in Kriyat Shema? And not only that, I'm chayav in Kriyat Shema, I'm not Torud. If I'm not Torud, there's no blockage, there's no barrier. I can certainly fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. But if I maintain, like we saw in the Ran Shita, that it's not just then how do I implement both mitzvahs and I have to set up a system of priority? I'm chayiv in both mitzvahs. No, I'm not chayiv in both mitzvahs. The osek b'mitzvah status patters me from the second mitzvah, and I'm not even chayiv in the second mitzvah. And if that be the case, despite the fact that Kodesh Salmona could logically and simply take a break, and he could focus on Kriyat Shema without being tarud, that doesn't matter. He's still being osik b'mitzvah. And if he's osik b'mitzvah, therefore he is potter min ha-mitzvah, a new din of p'tur. The two different tosos. That's what I'm pointing out to you. That shitas ha-tosvus of efshel kayim shneim is not the same shita tosvus who says that there is a new halach of osik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Meaning, if you hold like Rashi, that osig mitzvah potter mitzvah involves tirda, which makes it impossible to do the second mitzvah, then that's reflected by Tosis in Shluchei Mitzvah, who says that if it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, then Yechayim in both mitzvahs. So we would combine Rashi in Masechta Brachas with Tosis in Masechta Sukkah. But if, on the other hand, Tosis holds that there's a new halach of osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah that applies even without tirda, which seems to imply that you're potter from the second mitzvah, that Tosis should be connected with the Ran Shita, who holds that there's a new halacha of p'tur. I have only one problem here, Rabosa. The Rambam says that Kones Zabasula is chayev in Kriyat Shema. The Rambam belongs to the school of thought of Rashi and Rav Haigon, as quoted here in the Rashba, that you need tirda. And the way we're interpreting it is because you need tirda to engender the p'tur, because it's the Efshel Kaim Shneim. It's halach of Dechiyah. The Magid Mishnah is my problem. The Magid Mishnah says that Shluchei Mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah even at night, gam kishe Efshel Kaim Shneim. That throws a monkey wrench here. Because again, in the case of Shluchei Mitzvah, I understand that during the day they're traveling, so we're not going to take a break in order to set up a sukkah and eat in sukkah. But at night, they're not traveling. So you see from the Magid Mishnah, and this is how he's medayik in the Rambam, if we have a chance, we'll see the Magid Mishnah inside, if not today, another time, that there's a new halach of p'tur. And since it's a new halach of p'tur, then even though it's Efshel Kaim Shneim, he doesn't lose anything from Pidgin Shvuyim, etc., by setting up a sukkah at night. He'll sleep in the sukkah at night, so what? He wakes up refreshed in the morning, and he's back on his way. Nevertheless, he's part of a sukkah. He doesn't have to build the sukkah. How can you say that in the Rambam's reference? It's the Rambam Shita who says that Kones Salmona is chayev in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And why is he chayev in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, by the way he interpreted? Because there's no halacha of Dechiyah. Why is there no halacha of Dechiyah? Because there's no Tirda in the case of Almana. If I said Psula, I stand corrected. I always make. So in the case of Almana, there's what? There's no Tirda. Is Dr. Rambam is operating with Dechiyah? If he's operating with Dechiyah, how do we understand this Magid Mishnah? And Al Karchuk, maybe this is what Rabbi, what you were saying, there's a new halach of Shluchei Mitzvah, P'turim in HaSukkah, and it should not be subsumed under the universal halach of Osik B'mitzvah, Potem B'mitzvah. It means it's a new halach of, like, for example, in Sukkah we have a din of Mitztar Potem B'mitzvah. I'm not equating the two, but I'm just trying to illustrate that in Hilchas Sukkah there are new categories of P'tur, and Shluchei Mitzvah is a new category. And as a result, the Rambam is going to have to admit that this is a new halach of p'tur, meaning within the framework of universal osik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah, the Rambam operates with the din of dechiyah, and therefore he requires tirda. When he's tarud, he can't fulfill the second mitzvah. If he's not tarud, he can recite Kriyat Shema at no great loss to the first mitzvah, and he's obligated to do so. That's the Rambam of Kodesh HaSabsula and Perek Dal Milchus Kriyat Shema Halacha Beis. However, the Rambam agrees that within the context of Hilchus Sukkah, there's a new p'tur of Shluchei Mitzvah. And that new p'tur of Shluchei Mitzvah, p'tur min HaSukkah, extends even to a case of Efshel Kaim Shteyem, according to the way the Magid Mishnah reads the Rambam.
What's the Rambam say about Sukkah?
Yeah, I don't have the Rambam with me. That's why I say, if I don't get to see it today, Bli Neder will see it another time. I'm sorry, I didn't. So now we have to stop, but I just want to point out to you, swing back to the Ritva. The Ritva says that a Osek B'mitzvah is Asur. He's not allowed to pick up the second mitzvah. And I thought that that Ritva would calm us down about the problem. According to the Shita of Tosfos, that it's only Midin Dechia, and if it's Efshel Kaim Shteim, there is no Osek B'mitzvah Potem in a mitzvah. So why do I need a Pasuk? So the Ritva says that you're not allowed to pick up another mitzvah. The Kavan. Oh, so now we ask the question, why? Why can't I choose and opt to drop the first mitzvah and fulfill the second mitzvah? So the language of the Ritva is as follows. The Kavan, the potu min ha'acheres. What is the acheres? The second mitzvah, right? The keva, the potu min acheres, harehi, meaning that second mitzvah, etzlo, achshav, kidvarishus, the asul aniach mitzvah, litzarech dvarishus. This is totally antithetical to everything I told you. Because Tosfos Shita is that osik mitzvah, potu mitzvah is merely a din of dechia, which means that you chayv in both mitzvahs. And if you have in both mitzvahs, try to juggle both and fulfill both. If you can, that's what you have to do. If you can't, so then we apply the principle of mitzvah potter mitzvah. But clearly, Tosfos is operating with the premise that you have not only a mitzvah A, which you've picked up, but even mitzvah B, which is now incumbent upon you. Have in both mitzvahs, you work it out. Like the case, the model I gave from Kibbutz Aim. But now the Ritva is saying no. You don't have the right to drop the first mitzvah because the second mitzvah is considered what? Dvar Rishus, meaning the Ritva's premise is that you're not chayim in the second mitzvah. It's a din p'tur, and that's antithetical to Shita Satosis. So just to swing back to our original question, which I'm leaving B'tzarchiyun at this point, why, according to Tosis, if the entire operation of Osik Mitzvah Potem Mitzvah is merely mechanical and technical, it's Dechia, and it's Yevshel Kaim Shneim, so for that I need a Pasuk to teach me that I'm potter from the second mitzvah? I already started with the second mitzvah. What do you want me to do? You want me to drop the first mitzvah to the second mitzvah? Why would I have such a hava mitzvah? That's the pella. Okay then. So again, I have a lot more to talk about here, but we'll stop here. When do we meet again next? A week from today?
Monday.
When is Yontif? Oh, in Chutzlar it's Yontif. Ah, you see? I'm still under the influence of Chutzlar.
It's Memorial Day, we can take off.
Yeah. You remind me, in Canada, we tried to take care of certain things, and it turned out that it was Victoria Day or something like that.
Another holiday.
Well, I was in Canada for 2 years. Every Mutig and Darnishtik, there's another holiday day. It's unbelievable.
The question of the water for the mother and father. According to Tosfos, I bring my father, then I should bring my mother. According to the Ran, I don't think bring my mother at all.
Well, no, the Ran also would agree in that case. I didn't mean to say.
That's all right, I'm finished with it.
No, the Ran is only saying that his askus mitzvah sets up a patur. But here, your mother asked you, and you haven't started your askus mitzvah, so the chiv already emerged. Am I making myself clear? In other words, the Ran is saying that, let's say at point T1, I not only became chayv in a mitzvah, I was already osek for mitzvah. At point T2, then I became a chayv. So let's say my father asked me today, let's say not today, but let's say at 1 o'clock, and I started, you know, heating up the water. Then my mother asked me while I was heating up the water, then I'm potter in the mitzvah. But that leads us to a different chakira. What is the mitzvah of kibbutz? Do you need a tzivui? Or is it enough that I know that my parent would want something?
But the chakira by...
That's a different question.
It's a nice chakira.
Yes.
Sorry.
He brings here...